this is a show that is legendary, and for you to come into this incredible quality version of it is remarkable. I'll start by asking you how you got your hands on it.
I was in London in May and June of 2012 with a program of WPI students who are studying Dickens, Shakespeare, and Hendrix. And while I was in my flat, I got email from the editor of the Jimi Hendrix, the international Jimi Hendrix magazine, Univibes, asking me if I would be interested in writing an article about the soundboard.
So how did they get their hands on it? Have they been sitting on this forever?
No. I think that really the existence of the recording in soundboard quality has been subject to some debate. There have been rumors about it in the past, and the first authoritative word that we had that there was a soundboard came in 2009.
Any big surprises in the set?
Yes, there are surprises in the set. The biggest surprise is Spanish Castle Magic. It does a very long, extended version. It's more than 12 minutes.
What does this show from 1969 sound like to somebody who's like 21 years old now?
It sounds terrific. It's stereo. The bass, the drums, and guitar are all very clear, as are Jimmy's vocals. There's no noise from the audience to detract from the mix. It's pristine.
That is WPI Professor Joel Bratton, who is a Jimi Hendrix expert. He calls this find the most important Hendrix recording to surface in decades.